Hey guys, this is Matt Rogers. I'm sitting here with my best friend in the world, Bowen Yang, and we are the duo that serves the Las Culturistas podcast. He's trying to cut me off right there.
But that's the dynamic.
But here's the thing. I have to be here for business right now because I have an important thing to talk about. It's our live show, I Don't Think So, Honey, Live, which is going to be at the Bell House on November 18th at 10 p.m. as part of Brooklyn Podcast Festival. So don't cut a bitch off.
I'm so sorry. But look, I was just so excited to talk about our next live show, I Don't Think So, Honey, Live, on November 18th at 10 p.m. at the Bell House as part of the Brooklyn Podcast Festival.
Is it because we have amazing people like Francesca Ramsey, Joel Kim Booster, Akilah Hughes, Brandon Scott Jones, Sarah Tolomush, Mike Kelton, and so much more, all serving one-minute rants on culture?
It is, and it's so funny because I was going to say that same exact thing.
That's because that's what's on the paper in front of us.
We don't have a paper in front of us.
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Find out at the show!
Now this next battle.
Our Southern Bells.
The Southern Bells!
Now, Matt, why don't you describe your contestant?
Oh my gosh, I'm so fucking excited to bring my contestant to the stage. My contestant is on the mod team, The Classic, and is a veteran of Characters Welcome. And guess what? She's a fucking teacher at the UCB. So if you want to fucking learn something, you better open your goddamn dumbass eyes and peel them and stick it up here. Stick your eyes up here. That's what I said. This motherfuckress is Chrissy Shackelford! Motherfuckress! Hashtag!
Hashtag. There's some thirsty gays just up on this stage.
Thirsty gays were up here. And now a thirsty Southern Belle.
And now my contestant, my Southern Belle, hailing from the great state of Georgia, is coming up here, and listen, she and I have been in the trenches together. We've stuffed food in each other's mouths as a bit on stage at the now defunct Over the Eight. May she rest.
Sounds disgusting.
And she is someone who books the house down boots. You see her all over the fucking city. She's iconic. I love her. She's an Atlanta queen. Please welcome Shalewa Sharp. Oh my God.
All right, wow. So the great state of Texas is going to take the stage first. Chrissy is up. Bowen, are you ready to give her a time?
I am. This is Chrissy Shackelford. I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who don't know how to act in a Starbucks, okay? I am talking to all of you, Brooklyn.
I drink local coffee.
Go fuck yourself. When you go into a Starbucks, learn how to act. I see you walk in there like, where's the line? Bitch! All the Starbucks look exactly the same. The lines are by the little snacks. And then you go to the register, you order your coffee, you pay for it, and then you wait at the register for your coffee? Are you stupid? I'm standing behind you, ready to order my skim caramel latte. Thank you, watching the wait. And you are standing in front of the register, not knowing to get your dumb ass down to the counter where they're gonna call your fucking name, okay? You Brooklyn Wednesday Addams Halloween costume bitches.
5 seconds.
Come into my basic heaven Starbucks and fuck shit up. I'll see you while I'm watching This
That's
Is Us.
That's 1 minute. Chrissy Shackelford.
But This Is Us!
All right, here we go. It's Shalewa's time. Shalewa.
It's time for Shalewa Sharp. Shalewa, your I Don't Think So, Honey time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, people who assume I know how to twerk. Fuck y'all. I know how the ass looks. I know it's big, but I'm not here to teach you how to do it, Becky. I'm not doing it. I don't do line dances. Quit asking me to start the electric slide. I don't do it. That's fucked up. I come from a time when all you had to do was look good in your jeans. You didn't have to then move it like you're nervous all the goddamn time. What are you scared of? Me and J-Lo, we don't twerk. Check it out. Watch that video she made with one of them flower bitches, the Australian one with the long blonde hair. All they're doing is just knocking two bags
seconds.
Of meat together. They're not actually twerking. She didn't have to twerk. She needed
seconds.
Red lips, a tight jean, a high heel. That's what I do. I don't shake that shit. Fuck all of y'all. I don't think so, honey. I'm not teaching y'all shit.
Five
Check
seconds.
Your own. My moves are in internal. I can kegel your dick in half, but I am not going to twerk.
Shalay Washar. You break your dick in half. Okay. Shalay Washar.
Wow. Let's throw it over to the judges.
Gonna go for a comment from Joel Kim Booster, our judge.
Wow, this one's gonna hurt me. I have so much deep respect for both of you women. I really don't know which one I'm gonna go with at this time. Starbucks.
Culture.
Is it culture?
Absolutely.
It is food culture, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Drinking culture, line culture, that sort of thing. I like your call to snacks. My one critique for you, Chrissy, is I don't feel like you showed up to work dressed to work today.
Can I fucking tell you, bitch? I have not a penny to my name, and I do not wear red. I'm waiting for a paycheck to come in, and I could not go out and buy a shirt.
It feels insane to me that you don't own any red. and then over here, we have a sort of Oriental-inspired dress, which does feel directly... like it's attacking me.
I'm not attacked. I don't feel attacked. I don't feel attacked. I'm an immigrant.
I don't speak for the entire community, but I will say, was taken aback, you know? So it's sort of, sartorially is sort of a draw for me in that way. But God, I loved it. I think it's the first I don't think so honey about dance, and I loved that. Because again, a big pillar of culture, dance.
All right, let's throw it over to Michelle Collins. Michelle.
Okay, I'm going to make this quick. Just kidding. You are adorable. I love Starbucks. I have 125 points in my account every day.
Yes.
I don't know. I spend a lot of money there. And I agree. But also, that's kind of the fun of Starbucks, isn't it? That it's like a big Wild West. And like getting to watch people just not know what the fuck they're doing. And it gets very confusing. They're ordering like these sous vide egg bites. If you want an order of each, meaning two of each, you have to say no. Two of each, because otherwise they'll be like, we don't split them up. It's confusing. No one gets it. Okay, listen, you'll try them, you'll order it, it's fine. And Shaliwa, I have to tell you that I'm changing my Tinder bio to my moves are internal. So I'm forever indebted to you. I have a big ol' ass. I also don't twerk. I also don't exercise. That's not the point. But I really felt connected to both of your stories, and I want to thank you for sharing them with us today.
Okay.
Beautiful. Tyler Coates.
Tyler Coates. You know, I think your piece was so direct and you got there so quickly and you stayed with it and I respect it and I loved it. And with your Starbucks story, it is a story. It's a true one-act play in a minute, you know, and I think that, you know, it gave me a place, it gave me a setting, but you know what? I could see the people that you were talking about, whether in my home neighborhood of Park Slope children, or if I was in a Starbucks in Times Square, just Europeans who have no idea what's going on. And I just love that I saw the full spectrum. So again, as Joel said, very tough for me.
Beautiful. Okay, so we have a tough race again. These ladies killed it. I am gonna ask for the reveal of the votes in 3, 2, 1, go babies.
Shalewa's Shalewa, across the board. Shalewa Sharp advances to the next round. Thank you, Shalewa. Give it up for Chrissy Shackelford, everybody. Chrissy.
Champion to me.
Wow, let's keep things going, shall we? Matt, what's this next one? Oh, boy.
Well earned. All right, this next round is the art queers. You can see these queers fucking around with some art. I want to welcome up to the stage right now. You're about to be receiving some true fire from Gabe Gonzalez. Come on, baby. Give it up for Gabe Gonzalez. Here we go.
From my side, please welcome. They have a show at Caroline's on Broadway as part of the festival this week. You can see them up from all over town. Please welcome to the stage, Peter Smith.
Peter. All right, Gabe, you are first. Bowen, let's get time on the clock.
Let's get time on the clock.
For Gabe's I Don't Think So, Honey.
Gabe Gonzalez's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who have told me to stop speaking Spanish in public. Porque quien carajo eres tú decirme a mí qué idioma debo hablar en este país cuando los indígenas estaban aquí primero y segundo tan siquiera tenemos una lengua oficial. And if you couldn't understand it, that's your fault for phoning it in during Miss Sandra's 7th grade Spanish class. And assuming the English language would buoy your mediocre monolingual Anglo ass into the 21st century. I don't think so. Penny! And newsflash for you, Miss Becky Bo Bundy, who sits up there to me and my grandma at a Walgreens in Tampa, Florida. You look like a bitch. And you look like a bitch because you're mad. Because I'm bilingual and at least I have a few options. And you also look like a bitch for screaming at a lady who came over from Puerto Rico with 5 kids and learned your basic ass language with contradictory grammatical rules so she could buy your flavorless food and put her kids in the second worst school system in the country. But you know what? They still speak better English than you because your inbred ass keeps tripping over those Tim McGraw lyrics. So I have said it before.
And that's 1 minute.
I don't think so. You've been sucking a honey.
Gabe Gonzalez.
Stop tripping over those
over.
Tim McGraw lyrics. Amazing. All right, Peter Smith. Take the, oh, God. With the fucking theatrics.
Dank queen.
Peter.
For those of you listening at home, I just sat down.
Your I Don't Think So Honey begins now.
I don't think so, honey, Duke of Cornwall. Son of Queen Elizabeth II. Heir to the throne. Prince Charles. How dare you? You were married to the epitome of glamour. The glamorousest, the most beautiful woman in the world. And you ruined it.
30 seconds.
You cheated with Camilla Parker Bowles. Your face looks like popped gum. You want to die so that your son can do all the work for you and you can just get the paychecks. This is showbiz, baby.
15
Step up
seconds.
To the fucking plate. I know, he's had a rough go. Just kidding. Check your privilege, bitch. I don't think so, honey. Popped gum ass face. Die,
that's
we
one,
know you want to.
That is 1 minute.
Peter Smith.
It was stunning.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Too stunning.
Thank you.
I don't think so, honey. Wow, a lot of carnage happening
Shots
over there.
Fired.
Two amazing takes. Two different takes. Here we go to the judges.
Yeah, I feel like I just watched like an R&B artist and a country artist compete. It couldn't have been two completely different energies that we were getting. Gabe, definitely giving me a culture in that I find bilingual, six.
Okay.
I loved that. It was like when Shakira was a judge on The Voice and people came and sang Spanish songs for her. I speak Spanish, so it felt like it was for me.
You're one of the good
ones.
I am
on the verge of a stroke. Peter, when you sat down, you made the people come to you. You made them come to you, and I respect the hell out of that, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Wow. All right.
Okay, well, let's start. I'm going to start with Peter, because I feel like let's mix it up a little bit. Peter, first of all, the look beyond.
Thank you.
I mean, just to die for.
For those listening at home, I look great.
Genuinely.
It looks great.
And I do feel like your energy is, like, otherworldly in a way that intrigues me so much that I, like, never want to not look at you. I'm like, tell me everything about you. Like, right? Like, the sitting and the looking, it just, you have such an elegant aura, and I really, really appreciate that about you. And also, I agree about Camilla. So let's move it. If you really want to laugh after the show, Google Camilla Parker horse. Like, just Google it, and I'm telling you, lols for days, you'll die. And then, now, Gabe, you really triggered me a little bit because I failed my college Spanish class, and that's a fact. At Barnard, I did fail it. My professor was the sister of Lalo Schifrin, who wrote the Mission Impossible same theme, so also fuck that movie and show. Am I with you guys? Okay, I'll just stop. The point is, you did great.
Thank you. Thanks.
Tyler Coates.
Tyler.
Gabe, you're so bold, and you triggered me to high school when I was taught Spanish by this woman from Virginia who was very white and very Southern, so
yeah.
It was very classe, yo, tango, like, I lost all of it, so, you know, that's my failure. I got C's the entire time. And Peter, you know, I feel like I was watching an episode of The Crown. So much happened, well, so little happened, but I...
Oh, so much happened.
But still, it made me want... I need to go on Wikipedia to verify everything. I want to go on a journey for my own sake. And, you know, that's the stuff that culture's made of.
Oh, wow. All right, let's put it to a vote for the judges. On the count of three.
Let's get the results of that vote.
One, two, three judges. Let's take a look. We've got Peter's across the board. Peter Smith advances to the next round.
It's okay. White people will always pick colonialism. I'm
colonialism.
Used to it. It's fine. It's fine. I'm royalty in my heart.
Royalty. Gabe Gonzalez, everybody. Wow. All right. Let's keep going. This is a crazy one. This is a nutsy one. This one is called Facebook Shaker Uppers.
And now we're going to bring them to the stage.
Oh, my God. Put them
the host up. Of Miss Andrew with Marsha and Ray Sani, Marsha Belsky. Here we go. Darling.
Here we go. Buddy. Now, let's welcome up my contestant, my teammate, Nicole Silverberg.
Yes. All right. So, get time on the clock, Bowen.
This is Marsha Belsky's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I'm going on the nose. I don't think so, honey. Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes!
Mark Zuckerberg, you weasel-eyed, two-faced, fake perm piece of shit. I don't think so. I wish Al Gore had never invented the internet, and I wish God had never invented you. I don't think so, honey. Mark, freedom of the internet? Your internet may be free. My internet is a prison of my own making, Mark! You are Joseph Goebbels, Mark! Do you understand?
Oh my God, 30 seconds!
This is my impression of Mark Zuckerberg. Do you want to buy an ad for Russia? I will not tell. I will not tell. Listen, Mark, if you're the first Jewish president, I will undo my bat mitzvah, okay? I will cancel birthright for everyone.
15 seconds.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Me, Mark. Always. I think so, honey.
5 seconds. That's 1 minute.
Unbelievable. Mark Jabelski. Knock, knock. Who's there? Me, Mark. Always.
Now, let's get time on the clock for Nicole Silverberg.
Nicole. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Jane Goodall. Oh, bitch, the monkey thing is weird. I don't fucking care that you wrote all these books. I don't fucking care that you did all this research about chimpanzees. No matter what, your Christmas card is the saddest one in your friend group, okay, bitch? I don't think so, honey, Jane Goodall. Okay, listen, bitch. You were married twice. The last time you were married, it ended in 1980.
30.
And the whole reason you were even married to that fucking guy was because he had, like, power in Tanzania to make you fucking do your research without getting caught. Like, bitch, you have to move away from the monkeys. You call yourself a humanitarian. Very easy to do when you haven't fucking met 15. A human, okay, bitch? Jane Goodall, I don't buy your whole thing. I don't think it's noble. I don't think it's smart. You know what? A chimp is really like the least good human, and that's my smart contribution, bitch. I don't think so, honey. Jane Goodall.
Oh, that's 1 minute.
Nicole.
Very good.
Beautiful.
That was amazing. I mean, I'm going to you, Joel. That was some culture right there.
It's truly an honor to judge two titans of white feminism. I'm not even sure. Marsha, I loved your fire. You bring passion to everything you do, and that's what I love about you. I will say I did once sleep with one of the original developers of Facebook, so I did feel personally attacked.
Unbelievable.
And Nicole, you really went... It was really like left field. I did not expect it. I did not see it coming. I don't think I've ever heard Jane Goodall bitch spoken. Like, I'm not sure Jane Goodall has ever been called a bitch. And it just reminded me that I love we're living in a cultural moment where bitch is just kind of a punctuation mark. And I love that about you. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
All right, Michelle.
Hi, guys. All right, Marsha, great energy. Hi. I also hate Facebook, and I'm every day on the verge of absolutely deleting it because even, like, my very sad fan page is just racists. I'm like, wait, they're fans? No, like, they're so mean. Like, it is truly the garbage dump of America. I agree. It's awful. That being said, I like, you know, getting likes and hearts, so whatever. I'm a simple girl, but I get it. But also, don't cancel birthright. what a great journey we've all been on. Now, I mean, really, did you do Birthright?
Yeah, I did like a Birthright type thing, less hookups. We went
type less hookups. I'm through. Okay, that's the whole point of Birthright is the hookups at like the clubs in Tel Aviv. Okay, hi Nicole. I really have to disagree with you here, Jane Goodall. I'm sorry. My dream is to have a chimp rip my face off. Are you kidding me? How chic is that? That woman on Oprah. I was like, what a star. Better after the surgery. Okay, you never know. And the chimps are so fucking cute. Are you kidding me? Like scooping their little... Go online and you watch videos of Coco the Gorilla playing guitar with Betty White and you tell me if that's not your fucking dream.
Oh my
okay?
God,
because all
so
I want to do is hang with Coco.
I don't know. Yes. I'm sorry. I said this was so sad.
For me, it's very sad for me. I already know I'm sad. Well, I think our votes just changed, girl. We're back. Anyways, that being said, I love monkeys. Thank you.
Oh.
Tyler.
Bowen is wiping up beer that he spilled with his cape.
Horrible. He's horrible.
I'm horrible.
He's terrible.
I hate monkeys.
What?
That's fucked up.
Are you literally fucking kidding me? They're your uncles.
Please. I don't like my uncles either, so...
That's mistaken. I'm sorry. You know, who's pro-monkey? You know, who's pro-monkey? You're all animals for not being pro-monkey. Okay.
My uncles are on Facebook, and I hate Facebook, too. Anyway, so, fuck monkeys. I never... Again, true surprise, however. You know, I love it. She needs new friends. That's
she
fine.
Needs new friends.
So let's. I agree with everything you said. And Marsha, obviously, I agree with everything you say. I do wish it was a surprise. That's all I'm going to say there.
Wow. That's fair. That's
fair. All right. Okay, so now on the count of three, let's have our judges write down their
choice.
We're
going to give a slow countdown from three. Three, two, one. Reveal!
We've got
Nicole. Marsha, Nicole. It is Nicole.
Congrats to Nicole. Give it up for Marsha Balski.
Nicole takes it.
Wow.
So far we have Bowen has 5 and I have 3. Ooh. Team Bowen is winning as of right now.
I believe I have 5. You're right.
Yes.
Okay, guys, this is our final matchup for this round. Yes. Final matchup for this round. Let's do it. Let's go.
Yes. All right. Please welcome to the stage. I mean, queen of my heart, Michelle Buteau. Yes. Come on, dance up!
Come on, Michelle. Ooh, wow. And please welcome, she's gonna make an entrance in some way, and the queen of my heart, Annie Donnelly.
Oh no, where is she coming from?
Where is she at?
Where is she? Oh no, oh no, oh no.
I couldn't find a plus size onesie.
I didn't know.
Is she getting married? What the fuck's she doing? Is this cats?
What is this, cats? We are evenly matched here.
Here we go. Let's do it. Oh my God.
It's time for Michelle.
It's time for Michelle.
Take your space, girl.
Taking my motherfucking space, yo. Claiming my time.
This is Bowen. Michelle Buteau's. I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so. The motherfucker that decided a mirror was a cute idea across from the toilet in the fancy hotel I'm staying at. I sat down on the toilet and looked at myself and I was like, I don't think so, honey, okay? If I wanted to see what I look like sitting down naked, I would have made a sex tape, bitch. I don't think so, honey. This douchey architect motherfucker, American psycho, entitled white motherfucker that was just like, oh, yes, you gotta look at yourself shit. You gotta be cute. I blame the patriarchy for this shit. I do not think so, honey. I mean, look, I have not found my belly button when I sit down since I was 12 years old. I'm not trying to start, okay? Jenny Craig don't care. My husband don't care. I sit on his face. We make it fucking happen.
5 seconds.
I don't give a fuck who you is, okay? You could be Idris Elba, Jason Momoa, George Clooney, The Rock, The Fat Rock, Lisa Bonet, Lisa Bohey, Halle Berry, Beyonce, Solange,
and that's
Tina
one
Knows.
Minute.
Okay, I don't give a fuck who you are. You are not cute when you take a shit. If you want to see what you look like taking a shit,
20
I got
seconds
one
over.
Thing to say to you, motherfucker. I don't think so, honey,
over.
Okay?
5 seconds.
Wow. She didn't even care. You're too weak. You're too weak to stop her. You're too weak.
Sorry, you gotta be loud like Steve Harvey. I didn't hear you.
You know who's not weak?
You gotta be loud like Steve Harvey, she said.
This is Diva Deluxe was the title of this matchup, in case we didn't say it before. And please welcome my diva, Annie Donnelly, to the stage.
Unreal. Annie, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Steve Harvey! With all your dating books for women, bitch! Act like a woman, think like a man. What the fuck does that mean? Think like a man. Am I supposed to think about writing a memo to my coworkers? Do not disturb me when I'm sitting in my makeup chair. Do not approach me in the hallway. Bitch, a man don't talk that way. Face it, Steve, you're a diva, babe.
30 seconds.
I will never, ever, for as long as I live, forget what you did to those women in the 2015 Miss Universe pageant!
15 seconds!
I know that you are a man of God, Steve, so I sincerely hope that you are somewhere.
5 seconds.
Changing.
That's 1 minute, pray. That's 1 minute. It's just saying catch up. Oh, my word, this motherfuckress. Joel, feedback.
Hi.
Yeah, this is humiliating. Annie Donnelly just humiliated every gay person in this room, in this competition. She just gave us more drag than anybody else ever could. Here's the thing, though. I'm not sure I understood a word that she screamed. I know it was about Steve Harvey, and it was full energy. Who is this person? I've never seen him in my life. Michelle, just the baddest bitch. I think it takes such guts to go 30 seconds over the prescribed 1 minute, and then to claim you did it here.
I didn't hear.
I think is a real boss ass move. That is your white jumpsuit. That is what you brought to this. So God bless you. I love you both.
Michelle Collins.
I'm actually going to piggyback off that and say you deserve those 30 seconds because that Rocky entrance was at least 3 minutes.
I loved reclaiming my time.
I loved it, but I was there for you and I said, go as long as you want. Now, that being said, I also agree with you about toilet mirrors. I don't like it. I don't like seeing it. And it also makes me realize how much room I take up when I sit on the subway. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, no wonder. Yes. So I felt that. It really spoke to me.
Yes, the thigh spread is real, Michelle.
It really, really is. Yes. It's my manspreading. Now, Annie, you can look at me.
No, she won't.
Okay, what the fuck?
She won't look at me?
What, is this like a Steve Harvey, like, homage?
No. Yes!
It's just...
Her nails! Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Is this a personal thing? I'll kill her. Anyways, all right, well, great job, I guess. That's it. My dad owns a Steve Harvey jacket from Sears, so that's all I have to say, but that's true. But you look great. Oh. You look great.
Okay, take it, Tyler.
I was terrified about this matchup from the start, and my expectations were not as high as they should have been. I will start with Michelle. Every time you get up to a microphone, I mean, you could be pulling everything out of your ass at that moment, but it sounds like you wrote it, revised it again. It's fully formed, it's thought out, and I think you were planning to take that time, and I respect that. Annie, you fucking scare me. And I respect that too because I like being spooked. So,
all right,
I have that for you.
Amazing feedback from the judges. What a round, what a matchup.
This
guys,
is crazy, but you have to make a choice, guys.
On the count of three.
Make a choice.
Slow countdown. 3, 2, 1. Let's get our names in. And
it is Michelle.
Wow.
Michelle Ruteau takes it home. There we go.
Guys, Annie Donnelly, give it the fuck up for this queen.
Now.
Now, I just want to say my second one was short dick man.
Well, you might have said short that too man. Soon, Annie.
Annie Donnelly, oh my God.
Because there is a twist. For round two, each Bowen and I get to redeem someone and steal someone who has lost from the other team.
Wow.
Bowen, yes. We'll go to you first since you are winning as of right now. Who is your redemption?
My redemption will be... Oh, this is so, so hard. Truly. Okay, you know what? I have to redeem Michael Hartney. Michael Hartney is back in the mix. Back in the mix, Michael Hartney. Matt, what about you?
My redemption is going to be Pat Regan. Because I believe in you. And I believe that you can get up here and stand where you're supposed to fucking stand. Bowen, who will you steal out of the people that have failed from my team to win and move to onto round two?
I'm going to steal Elise Morales. Elise Morales is back in the mix. Elise, you're back in.
That's an amazing choice.
I'm really proud. I'm really happy with that choice.
And I steal Annie fucking Donnelly, bitch. There we go, hoes.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick 10-minute break. Wait, go ahead.
We're going to take a five-minute break. And be right back here. Join us. Go get a fucking drink. Hi, everybody. This is Matt Rogers. I'm sitting here with Bowen Yang, and we are the co-hosts of the Las Culturistas podcast, and we're so excited because we have a beautiful, amazing, wonderful live show that we want you, yes, you, to be at. It's called I Don't Think So, Honey, Live. It's our third installment of the show, and it's all going down at the Bell House on Saturday, November 18th at 10 p.m. as part of Brooklyn Podcast Festival.
Ooh, now I am so excited for all of these guests. We picked out 50 brand new comedians who have not done an I Don't Think So Honey Live or been at one of our live shows before to take something to task in culture that's bothering them. And this is so fun. We're so excited to be part of the festival, to do our first show at the Bell House.
Yes.
And we hope you come out. It's always such a fun time. And who knows, maybe you might get called up to do your own I Don't Think So Honey.
There will be a raffle, and if you win the raffle, not only will you be heralded for giving to charity, but you'll also be able to do an I Don't Think So Honey of your own. That's right, an interactive show, you bitch. I don't know. I think you should really think about coming out to this. Yeah, I think you're going to have a good time. A lot of good talent, a lot of good friends, possibly.
Some
you know what?
Drinks.
Several drinks to choose from the bar.
Mm.
Yeah, they have their liquor license.
Yes.
That's always number one.
Got to have the liquor license. And
yes.
Then number two.
A stage.
A stage. And number three, the cabaret laws are gone. You can dance all you want now.
Wow. Well, don't dance during the show because, you know, there's a show going on and people want to be focused on that. But, you know, you wouldn't go to prison if you danced. We would just not appreciate it.
And that's what America is all about. See you at the show.
Bye.
We are going to keep things rolling. We know that this is going to be a fucking marathon. But you know what? It's all worth it for the Culturista, the Icon Award. We're going to streamline things a little bit. Guys, this is going to be so fun. Matt, explain to everybody what's going to happen now.
Here's what's going to happen. We have 13 contestants left. What you're about to see is 13 I Don't Think So Honeys right in a row. Our judges are going to be watching closely. And at the end of the I Don't Think So Honeys, they are each going to choose one contestant to move on to the finals. We are then going to have a final three, and they will duke it out based on a troll bowl suggestion topic.
There you go.
From the judges. You can do anything you want. I Don't Think So Honey, any topic.
All right, so.
We are going to be starting, I'll tell you all the order right now. We're gonna go Tim Murray, Annie Donnelly, I hope your costume change is over, Pat Regan, Michael Hartney, Elise Morales, Greta Titelman, Michelle Buteau, Peter Smith, Shalewa Sharp, Ray Sani, Nicole Silverberg, Dylan Marin, Dave Mazzoni.
All right.
All right.
Let's go. Let's do it. Who's ready? Who's ready?
Who's ready?
All right.
Yes, ho. Here we go. Tim Murray, please make your way to the stage. Annie Donnelly, you are on deck. All right.
This is Tim Murray, who is on Team Matt.
Team Matt.
And his I Don't Think So Honey, time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey college theater programs. Why are these even still a thing? There are no jobs in theater. We need to stop teaching young white blonde girls to time step. They need to flatball change their major to business. There are 872,406 young white blonde women majoring in musical theater this year, and there are three jobs. And one of them is Hamilton. They're not going to be in that. At least I hope not. And why are we even still doing this? There, we need doctors. We need lawyers. We need people in the Peace Corps. We don't need another bitch belting the end of Astonishing a half step flat.
15 seconds.
Your SAG eligibility will not save the world. You know what will save the world? Not theater programs, bitch.
5 seconds.
I don't think so. Get a job!
Wow, that's 1 minute!
That was Tim Murray, everyone!
Tim Murray. Next up, please welcome... Pat Regas is on deck, but please welcome Annie Donnelly back
Annie
to the stage.
Annie Donnelly to the stage
and
with another entrance!
And
oh, no.
Here's another
It's raining.
It's raining, it's raining.
Oh, my God. Annie Donnelly. Here we go.
On Team Matt now, this is 1 minute. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The judge's commentary in the first round. Like, could it be any longer? Honey, this isn't your Comedy Central album anymore, honey. This show is for Bowen and Matt and the performers. Michelle, monologue enough, honey. Time to make some friends, honey. Time to go outside and talk to somebody, honey.
30 seconds.
You got 50% of the audience leaving because y'all motherfuckers couldn't shut the fuck up. We are tired, bitch. We are tired. We want to go home. We want you to make it
15
quick.
15 seconds.
Oh, 15 seconds? No, I'm going to keep it brief. I don't think so, honey. Fuck you, judges.
Oh, and that's...
I know we said we weren't going to respond, but I will just share with you, Matt texted me last night, and I quote, "It's hard because the crux of our entire show is the judging panel."
And also, why was I the only fucking one who got called out? Joel's not talking for a fucking hour at the end.
Case in point.
I'm sorry,
and
I'm
now,
not going to say
anything.
To
the stage is Pat Regan.
Michael Hartney on deck. This is Pat Regan on Team Matt.
Team
also.
Matt.
His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who always come for Selena Gomez. Just like, get the fuck off of her job. Look, she's like not a great singer. That's not her fucking job. She's fun and she's breathy and she speaks things and she has fun hair. Like, I feel like she's been in the fucking Gambit. Medical Nightmare is like Captain Taylor Swift's fucking freezer. Like Justin Bieber. Like, and people come for her like because she's done an amazing thing. Like, was Britney Spears so fucking great at singing? At singing? I don't think so, honey. Like, we have seen Selena in the Pantene commercials. She's found
30 seconds.
Her voice. And you know what? I fucking still to this day, to this moment, ship Selena and Justin. And I love that she's going back. And I love that they went to church not once, but twice together. And then she took Sunday off and had some coffee by herself. And guess what? Like, I think like she like took some
seconds.
Time and was strong. And I think she was fun in her bed act in Saturday Night Live. That was fun to me. And I liked the men who snapped around her.
5 seconds.
So, honey.
And that's 1 minute.
He's done.
Pat
that's
Regan.
1 minute. Pat Regan.
Elise Morales is on deck, but now please welcome my
Michael,
team member, Michael
Hartney to the stage. Here we go.
Michael Hartney, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, having to consolidate my content. I don't think so, honey, restaurants that serve that little bottle of Diet Coke. We're gonna need a bigger boat, bitch. I don't think so, honey, bareface. That's that thing where gay men of size and hair make this face in a selfie. That's what we needed, Chelsea Cub 43.
30 seconds.
For your face to look rounder. I don't think so, honey. The People's Improv Theater, honey. That place is like if a participation trophy had 3 stages and $10 beers.
15 seconds.
I don't think so, honey.
And that's
what?
Michael Hartney, everybody.
Oh my God, Michael Hartney making a real run for it in the finals. And now, Elise Morales!
Greta Tynan on deck.
Come on, this one.
And this was my steal. I'm proud to have stolen her. This is her time, starting now.
I don't think so, honey, when you're talking about nuclear war with your friends and somebody says, I'd rather go out in the first blast. Okay, I hear you. I respect you. I will fucking eat you to survive. Do you understand? I am not going down in this shit. I will be one of those fish that changes from male to female just to adapt to its situation. I'm gonna be fucking, my melted ass is gonna survive this shit. You'll be talking to my shadow in the ground. Don't you misunderstand me, okay? And so I hope that you are okay with me taking your fillings out and using it as currency in the Mad Max government to come, because that shit is happening. I'm robbing you, I'm taking your clothes, you're dying, that's amazing, but I am fucking done with you. I do not think so, honey, and I'm done.
Wow, everyone's
concise!
Elise Morales!
Imagine this, a show with pacing.
A show with pacing, a show that knows
pacing.
How to pace itself.
Who knew?
On deck, Michelle Buteau, but please welcome Greta Tynan.
Greta! There we go, babe. Oh, you know.
Okay, and this is Greta Tynan's time, starting now.
I don't think so, honey. Mandy Moore playing an old person on This Is Us. Okay, bitch, that job should go to an old lady, not your dumbass in bad makeup, okay? Also, you look like a fucking turtle. Do you want to know what made me feel uncomfortable? You, dressed as a 75-year-old walking down the block with your adopted black son in a fedora. Okay, bitch? You are not old. You should not be playing old. You should be counting your lucky fucking stars that someone
seconds.
Was like, maybe we should put Mandy Moore in this insane television show. So, like, just be lucky. Be blessed, bitch, okay? Because I think the old person is just a bit of an ask.
15 seconds! That's 45 seconds.
That's
from 45 Greta
seconds.
Tynan.
There we go.
Peter Smith is on deck.
Unbelievable.
And now please welcome Michelle Buteau.
Michelle Buteau! And
party.
Now here we go, Bo.
Michelle Buteau's time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Drunk men who want to take their little dicks out and pee in the fucking street. Look, I know you have to go to the bathroom. We all have to go to the motherfucking bathroom, okay? Are you a dog? Are you an animal? Do you know how to go to the bathroom? Do you know how to use a toilet? Do you know how to ask if they have a toilet? Then use a motherfucking toilet! Who are these drunk bitches taking their little fucking pink dicks out for everybody to see like it's
seconds.
Fucking normal? What are you, a human sprinkler? Now I gotta breathe in your urine bacteria? No, motherfucker, no! I'm just saying, if it's cool for dudes to whip their dick out and pee and relieve themselves, then women should have their tits out, no bra, breastfeeding people, even if they don't have babies, breastfeeding their dogs, doing whatever the fuck they gotta do, because if your dick out is normal, then my geographic fucking brown titty, the right one's bigger, I call it John McCain, that shit should be out too, out in the streets, me squatting, me peeing, and that's not a big deal either, okay? Fuck you, I don't think so, honey, with your small dick.
And that's 1 minute and 12 seconds.
Bitch, you should have told me. You gotta wrap it up.
She took the time with all the people that didn't use their time.
There you go.
That's how that works.
On deck, Shalewa Sharp. But now, please welcome
Peter Smith. No props needed this time.
Peter Smith, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, shrimp. Sometime in 1980-something, people said, oh, shrimp, healthy, seafood, biggest lie ever told. Shrimp is not healthy. Shrimp is the ocean's vacuum. Do I want to deep throat my vacuum? No.
Oh!
If I wanted to put a bottom feeder in my mouth, I would re-download Grindr, baby. And you're thinking, oh no, Peter, protein. Seafood is protein. You know what's protein? Cum has protein.
30 seconds?
Do I want cum on my salad? No. If I wanted to cum all over my salad, I would re-download Grindr, baby. And yeah. You know what else? It's filled with carcinogens, unregulated waters, people.
15 seconds.
If I wanted something that is cancerous, yeah, bad for me, yeah, mm-hmm. Turns pink when it gets hot, I would re-download Seeking Arrangement. And I'd get a 70-year-old sugar daddy with heart disease and lung cancer.
And that's 1 minute, Peterson! I just want to say really quickly, more info on Peter's show, Sunday at 12:30 a.m. at Caroline's on Broadway. Caroline's presents Peter's
Ray
State
Sani is on deck, and now we have Shalewa Sharp.
Shalewa!
I would have helped. I didn't see you.
Yeah, I'm a little
snaky. This is Shalewa
Sharp's
I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Two pats of butter for a whole bread basket. What the fuck are y'all doing? Do you see me? Do you see me? I am by myself. I'm asking if you have bread. That means I'm gonna need butter. Don't give me this too. I don't know why you think I'm healthy. I'm by myself asking for bread. I got issues. I need all the butter you have. What the fuck's a pat? That's not even in any kind of Betty Crocker book of measurement.
30 seconds.
I need more butter. Don't make no decisions. Give me the salt and pepper too. I don't know what y'all doing back there. I know you ain't got no ghetto orange salt, so I know it's not gonna be enough. Give me salt. Give me butter. In fact, don't even bring me your food.
Seconds.
Why am I here? Because I don't feel like eating a rotisserie chicken from Key Foods over my kitchen sink anymore. So just bring me the goddamn butter.
Five
I don't
seconds.
Think so with these two little pats.
Shalewa Sharp.
Shalewa Sharp.
Nicole Silverberg is on deck.
And now on deck is Nicole Silverberg. And up right now is Ray Sani.
Ray. This is Ray Sani's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. My big black African lips being dry as fuck as soon as October starts. There's just so much surface area for wind. It's terrible. No matter how many times I stick my face into a rosebud tin, I'm dry as shit like a crackhead before I get to 59th Street. The shit sucks. I have plenty of other reasons to be dehydrated. I drink. I use Adderall irresponsibly. I'm on Xanax right now. But that's not fair that you see that shit before I get to take it.
15 seconds.
My parents came all the way from West Africa to America and work hard to get me into the best schools.
5 seconds.
And niggas couldn't find a good batch of Burt's Bees.
That's 1 minute, Ray Sani! Dylan Marin is on deck.
Unbelievable.
But welcome.
Now, on deck is Dylan Marin. Up now is Nicole Silverberg!
Yeah.
On Team Bowen.
Nicole.
Oh boy.
I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Special sauce. Bitch, you're Thousand Island dressing, okay? You show me one fucking special sauce that isn't Heinz and Hellman's mixed together with a little bit of yellow mustard, okay, bitch? You put in a little bit of onions. You think that this would do well on a cooking show? You think that a chef would look at this and go, oh, wow, yes, that's very special, very unique. Can you fucking imagine being the most pathetic bitch in the world, being like, oh, my God, special sauce on a sandwich. That looks amazing. I wonder what it's going to bring literally to the table. And then taking a bite and going, wow, I have no idea what this
seconds.
Is. fuck you, special sauce. I don't think so, honey. Tell me it's Thousand Island dressing. Be real with me. This is 2017, okay? It's Thousand Island dressing. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute, Nicole Silverberg.
That was really good.
Final person on deck is Dave Mazzoni, but now please welcome Dylan Marin.
Dylan Marin, the prince.
All right, Dylan. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. TSA pre-check. Okay, it is the verified check, the elitist verified check of the skies. I don't think so, honey. Okay, I'm sitting in line with my little coach ticket, okay? Because I don't have it together to get TSA pre-check, and I'm jealous of all the people passing by. And you know what? Today, I went to JFK to get TSA pre-check. And you know what Christina, my new friend, told me? That 95% of people get approved, 5% don't. Why, I asked Christina? I don't know. Randomly, people get turned away for TSA pre-check. Also, you know those big X-ray machines that pass over you? For us people who don't have TSA pre-check, they pump carcinogens into your body. So what is this, the American healthcare system? Because the poor are getting sick.
Oh, and that's 1 minute.
Very on brand. Very on brand there for you, Dylan Marin. Good for you.
I learned.
Gotta stick to that brand.
Oh, but he does it well.
We're all a little smarter, but a little sadder.
No.
Thank you, Dylan.
We're the better for it. We're the better
for
it.
Well, we'll see. And now we have Dave Mazzoni with a special surprise for Bowen. It is Bowen's birthday. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you.
This is Dave Mazzoni's. Alrighty. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Live photos. What is this meaningless technology? Why do I need it? If I wanted to see myself weeble-wobbling at the Dream Hotel, trying to make myself look cute in 5 seconds for this photo, I would have flipped open a Harry Potter newspaper and looked at my goblin ass. This is Harry Potter technology. It is unnecessary.
30 seconds.
So the other day, it was a first for me. I received my first live dick pic. Ah! Anybody get one of these yet? So you press and hold, and you see that motherfucker squeezing and pulling it out on the toilet, bitch.
No.
I see your prior moment, and I understand you, queen. You cannot hide anything from me. I don't think so, honey. Live photos.
Five
we don't
seconds.
Need this technology, bitch.
And that's 1 minute, James.
There we go.
I gave you everything I
now,
have, guys. I can't breathe.
Get the fuck off the stage.
Get the fuck off the stage. Oh, my God.
Now, we have seen 13, I don't think so, honey, 7 of them are Team Bowen, 6 of them are Team Mad. We are now going to go to the judges who are clearly deliberating and find out who the top 3 I don't think so, honeyers are. Now, first we're going to go to Tyler. We're going to mix it up a little bit. Tyler, who have you selected to move on and why?
I'm going to bring back Annie Donnelly.
Annie Donnelly,
who
spit in the face of the judges, has been brought back by the judges. She is in the finals. All right.
She's in the finals. All right.
I was going to be the bigger person and pick Annie, but Tyler, you have it. No, I'm happy, though, that I didn't, because also, like, fuck her. You know what I mean? No, I'm kidding. But also, like,
sure.
Fuck her. You know?
For sure.
Like,
fuck
a little
her.
Bit. Like, I was going to be like, I'm an adult. But you know what? Fuck that. So, no, I'm not picking Annie. But don't come for me again, Annie, because I am sensitive. I'm a Cancer. Okay? Another monologue out of Mish. You're welcome. I'm going to go with Dave.
Wow! Dave Mazzoni!
He brought it home for me.
Dave.
Annie Donnelly and Dave Mazzoni, both Team Matt, are in the finals. Joel, who have you selected to compete in the finals?
Wow, I didn't think about the teams when I was selected.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to keep thinking about it.
So this person, if these two hags are the Steamboat Willie who created the first, the originals, I believe this person is the Lion King, the Beauty and the Beast, who brought the form forward, who really made it his own, and I'm bringing back the ultimate Pat Regan.
Wow!
That is a
That means
game.
That I have won Culture War. Sorry, bitch!
I want to give a huge round of applause to all my fucking teammates. You guys, turn it the fuck out. I want to thank Annie Dunn. Well, no, not Annie Dunn. Not Annie anymore. Fuck Annie. Nicole Silverberg, Peter Smith, Shalewa Sharp, Michael Hartney, Mitra Juhari, Sam Tagger, Greta Teitelman, and Dylan Marin.
Now, in the meantime, let's get Pat, Annie, and Dave up here on the stage. All of you.
All at once.
No, this is too much.
Wait, what's what?
There's another entrance. Jeez.
Oh my God, this is fucking chaos.
Iconic. All right, now Annie, why don't you take center, and Pat, why don't you be stage right?
Oh my God.
We can figure this out,
Here
right?
Here we go. We've got this.
All right. So now here's the way it's going to work. Each judge has a troll bowl topic that is engineered to fuck you all up. You will have to I don't think so, honey, this topic. Now, Annie, you have already begun to stand center stage, so why don't you start? Joel Kimbooster is going to go second. And Tyler Coates, you are ready with your troll bowl topic?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so by the time you say it, Bowen will hit the clock.
All right. Dolly Parton.
This is Annie Donnelly's I Don't Think So, Honey Troll Bowl for Dolly Parton. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, Dolly Parton. Shaking those hoo-haws, making all the girls feel less of a woman. Dolly, I have something for you. It's called ass, honey. Get some of it, bitch. Bitch, you are such a diva having your own Dollywood, honey. Like, you're like a blue-collar comedy tour guy. Like, you're so obsessed with your brand, Dolly. Like, seriously. And also, I just have to say that you pander to white supremacists. I just have to say. I just have to say, boots, scoot, and boogie your way on back to the South, bitch. And don't you tra-la-la in the North, honey, because nobody wants your sequins and cowboy hats up here, honey. And also, hey, what the fuck is with the judges here? Honestly, like, seriously, I don't think so. Honey. Like, Tyler Coates? I don't think so, honey. Who is that? I don't think so, honey.
You know what?
That's 1 minute.
You can't argue.
You can't.
All right, Dave, take center stage.
Dave, take center. This is Dave Mazzoni's I Don't Think So, Honey.
This is a fucking whole thing.
Michelle picked Dave, so Michelle will assign.
No, Joel is... Joel is... Michelle? All right, good.
I only want you to do this. That's actually why I picked you. Ready?
All right, so let's give Dave a mic.
I said it already. Oh, God, I ruined...
No, I actually didn't. I didn't
oh,
even hear
even
it.
Oh, even better. Okay, I want you to do an I Don't Think So, Honey on The View.
Yeah! The View. Michelle's old employer,
sorry,
Dave Mazzoni's.
Like, me, so go for it.
Dave's I Don't Think So, Honey on The View. Time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, The View. So tell me the pitch. Like, put me in the pitch meeting. So it's four girls. And they kind of, they're friends, like their husbands work together. But like they all sit and they talk and each one of them kind of has like their own perspective, their own view. And I don't know, I just think it could be really great to like kind of
seconds.
Like, you know, talk about issues and sell products. And also we could bring on celebrity guests and they could sell products. We could also have lots of commercials in between for different Clorox products. Clorox, give us $100,000 so we can set up a coffee table for Rosie O'Donnell, Whoopi Goldberg, and the rest of them to sit and chat. Honestly, it's the gig I dreamed for. Gay View, let's make it happen. Logo, where are you? Put me on a couch, bitch. I want this gig. I deserve this gig.
And that's 1 minute. He deserves this gig. That gig in particular.
I deserve this gig.
Dave Mazzoni, everybody. Wow.
Wow.
And finally, we have...
This is the Las Culturistas Icon Award winner, and if he wins tonight, it just means we should never fucking ever have a contest again, because clearly there's already a Las Culturistas Icon Award. It all comes down to this moment.
Right.
Joel?
Pat, I really thought, what would be the hardest one for you to do? What's outside your wheelhouse? What would be hard for the audience to get on board with? And I would like to hear an I Don't Think So, Honey on Hillary Clinton.
This is Pat Regan's I Don't Think So, Honey on Hillary Clinton. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Hillary Clinton. Like, no offense, but like zero star quality, I feel. Like, where's the presence? Where's the pizzazz? Like, I don't know, go like get some camp. Like, and maybe we would be in a different spot as like a country. I know that's not fair. And like, if she was a man, would we be asking, does she have presence? Honestly, probably. You know, like, like for me, and like this is coming from someone who really doesn't know how to engage with my hair. Like, I just think change your hair every
seconds.
Once in a while, just for you. Like, have fun with it. And I'm like wondering, like, where is she now? Like, I want to see what she's doing. I want her to be like kind of publicly blogging. And I don't want to read what happened, but I do want to know. Like, I feel like she's like instructing a spins class somewhere, and I want to see that. You know what I mean? I just think she got a fresh start, and like I just think that she should be like funner. I don't think so, honey, Hillary Clinton.
And that's 1 minute from Pat Regan. Wow.
The judges deliberate. Now, I just want to say that every single person who's done an I Don't Think So, Honey tonight has been absolutely amazing. Give it up for everyone.
Everybody.
The finalists are Dave Mazzoni, Pat Regan, and Annie Donnelly. We want to thank our judges, Tyler Coates, Michelle Collins, and Joel Kim Booster. We want to thank you guys all so much for coming.
Yes.
It appears that we have arrived at a decision. Do we have a third place, second place, first place, or do we have a first place winner?
I think we have.
We're going to do first place because you know what? It's fucking late. All right.
I mean, I'm not going to keep you guys in suspense. I think the answer is clear. The winner, as always, is Pat Regan!
Wow! Play the track, If I Dream. This is a... Make your speech.
Historic.
Make your speech.
I have very little to say. I just want to say that awards are so silly. Awards are very silly, but thank you. This was too much fun. And I do identify as having bombed.
He does identify as having bombed, and yet here he is, the winner of the Las Culturistas Icon Award for a second time, and a $100 Venmo prize to his account.
He's gonna take that a long way.
He will.
Will change my financial landscape.
Everyone, thank you so much
Festival. Thank you to the New York Comedy Festival. Have a great night.
Thank you so much, villain. Pat, take your moment.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.